The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and the sinners were all seeking the company of Jesus to hear what he had to say. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained. This man, they said, welcomes sinners and eats with them. So he spoke this parable to them. A man had two sons. The younger said to his father, Father, let me have the share of the estate that would come to me. So the father divided the property between them. A few days later, the younger son got together everything he had and left for a distant country, where he squandered his money on a life of debauchery. When he had spent it all, that country experienced a severe famine, and now he began to feel the pinch. So he hired himself out to one of the local inhabitants who put him on his farm to feed the pigs. And he would willingly have filled his belly with the husks the pigs were eating, but no one offered him anything. Then he came to his senses and said, How many of my father's paid servants have more food than they want? And here am I dying of hunger? I will leave this place and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your paid servants. So he left the place and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity. He ran to the boy, clasped him in his arms, and kissed him tenderly. Then his son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the calf we have been fattening and kill it. We are going to have a feast, a celebration, because the son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now the elder son was out in the fields, and on his way back, as he drew near the house, he could hear music and dancing. Calling one of the servants, he asked what it was all about. Your brother has come, replied the servant, and your father has killed the calf we had fattened because he has got him back safe and sound. He was angry then and refused to go in. And his father came out to plead with him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I have slaved for you and never once disobeyed your orders. Yet you never offered me so much as a kid for me to celebrate with my friends. But for this son of yours, when he comes back after swallowing up your property, he and his women, you kill the calf we had been fattening. The father said, My son, you are with me always, and all I have is yours. But it is only right we should celebrate and rejoice, because your brother here was dead and has come to life. He was lost and is found. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, today, the fourth Sunday of Lent, is a day of joy, rejoice, letare. The motive of this joy can be discovered in the final verse of this beautiful parable, the parable of the merciful Father and the prodigal son. It is the Father, God, the Father speaking. It is only right we should celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life, back to life through a good conversion. He was lost and is found. This is the reason to rejoice. Rejoice over the conversion of this son. My dear brethren, this is a beautiful parable. I think we can see the story of each one of us in this account. These two sons. The younger, at a certain point of his life, is asking for all his inheritance. Father, give me what falls on me, because I want to leave home. This is the moment when we think that it is a slavery to be still in the church, to still go to Mass, to still observe God's commandments. No, this is not the life we want. We want to be free. We want to enjoy our life. The only possible way to do it is to quit God's house and to go. To go where? To go somewhere, but away from home, away from God, because this is a slavery, we think. This is the manifest of today's society, a post-Christian society, where we think that God is an enemy of our happiness. If we follow Him, if we still remain as children under Him, we are no longer enjoying our own life. We are wasting life and time. This younger son made up his mind and said, I want to go. And then the gospel says he left for a distant country. The father was there. He was accepting this choice, although in a very sorrowful way. But the son went to a distant country. We don't know where. This is very interesting. It is on purpose that we don't know where, because when we decide to go away from God, we go to a land where we don't know what we are anymore. It is nowhere. There is no more sense. The son was thinking to finally be happy without God, without being in a relationship with the Father. And he tried, of course, in the first years of this new experience, to enjoy himself, to spend all his money and inheritance over faith and all the possible vices of this life. We understand this from the fact that eventually this man found himself in a very big crisis of life. He fell into despair. You know why? For Jewish people, to be in contact with pigs is impossible, because pigs are impure animals. So they cannot be in any contact with them, eating the pigs. So for this man to be put on a farm, looking after pigs and feeding pigs, is something very, very low. He has come to a very low condition of life. He thought, I'm a slave in my father's house. But now he's experiencing a way of life which is even lower than the people looking after swine, because he felt the pinch. And then he wanted to even eat something, but no one was giving him anything. He had nothing. Away from God, we lose everything. We lose even the dignity that we have, insofar as we remain in that relationship, filial relationship with God. We lose not only the morality of life, normally, but we lose also the dignity of being men and women. This is a dignity that we have because we are created. We are creatures, that is, made. By who? By the chaos? By something? No, by God. Only God can give what He is, life. This is very interesting to see the attitude of this younger son. On one hand, he is now demanding to have everything from the father. I want all my properties because this is mine. This is our behavior sometimes. I want life. I want all happiness. This is mine. On the one hand, we need God to have life, and we want it. On the other hand, we don't want to be anymore with God. We don't want to remain in this filial relationship with Him. This is the attitude, schizophrenic attitude. We see that God is necessary, otherwise we cannot even exist. But we think to be happy without Him. This might last a few years, but there is another beautiful feature in this parable. The son, eventually, came to himself. He was thinking, but many servants, hired servants in my father's house have more than I have. I have nothing away from home. I lost not only my money, I wasted my properties, but I lost also the sense of being a son. I can't be a son without my father. I can't live anymore this way. I want to go back home. I want to repent and say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Please take me back into your house. Please receive me back into this relationship with you, which is vital. We cannot be creatures without being in this relationship with God. Out of freedom we can go astray, but we are condemned to starvation outside this relationship, without this love, merciful love. We all need to be forgiven. We all need this merciful embrace of the Father. But thanks be to God, the son left open the very last window of his soul. This is the conscience. We understand that there is the conscience, which is something put in us by God, as we have been created by Him. The conscience is telling us, this is right, this is not. Look, you can do it, but this is not all right. You can't do it. This is immoral. You have to make an act of reparation. You have to repent of these sins, because this is not what you have been created for. The conscience is that window by which God can still be seen, while He's always knocking to the door of the heart. But the heart has to understand and to leave this window open to see the necessity of God. God and His surrounding love is always there. My son, where are you? Come back. Every day, every moment of our life, God is there with his surrounding love. But we have to at least leave that window, that possibility open, to listen to our conscience. Yes, I can't live anymore this way. The grace was helping this younger son to come to himself and finally to go back home, to see the Father and to be readmitted into his house. While he was going back, the Father saw him and ran to him, to embrace him. Another beautiful feature in this gospel to understand something important. Normally, the household servants had bare foot. The son is the son. The first thing the father does is what? He is commanding his servants, please, now, quick, give him the best robe. Put on his finger a ring and then sandals on his feet. Because this is no longer a servant. This cannot be a servant. This is my son. The condition to be a son is to have shoes for the feet, to be readmitted into that condition of children, children of God. My dear brethren, this is a beautiful story. This is perhaps what happened to many of us in this Holy Mass. But this is the story of a boundless mercy and love, and also the story of the importance of repentance and conversion by God's grace. This is possible. And we can rejoice indeed when we experience the grace of a very good conversion, the grace of that surrounding love, never failing, always there, waiting for us. Now, let us meditate more on this beautiful parable. I would suggest that during this week ahead, you have more time to reflect on this beautiful gospel. Because in this gospel, there is also another person, the elder son, who is now jealous, is envy, because the father gave to that son everything, while he had nothing according to his own vision and judgment, but he was in the house. He is ready to complain. Already remaining in the house, he's always ready to complain because God is too merciful. He wants to have everything for himself. Where are we? Are we the younger son or the older one? I wish that each one of us might treasure this gospel, make up his her mind, and go to confession, to enjoy this Father's embrace, this merciful love that makes us anew in his grace, in his mercy. We can be either son, but with this forgiving love, we are made anew. We become a new creation, and we are happy indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.